Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, I don't know if I've ever told you before, I think I probably have, and I've said this in like papers and magazines before, how my hero is Philip Schofield. I totally admire him. I've looked up to him since I was a kid, even to the point where I went to the hairdressers once and took a picture of him and said, I would like my hair like that, please. I was about 11.
Aww.
I think he rocks. And today was a great example of why Philip Schofield should, in fact, you know it, be Sir Philip of Schofieldshire.
Can you buy that on the internet?
No, I want him to be properly, you know, recognised as a Sir. And here's why. I don't know whether anyone saw this today. Kerry Katona on this morning with Philip and Fern. Fern is also amazing as well. I really love her.
I love Fern.
I love her. Yeah, so Kerry on this morning. Not sounding her best, to be fair. Looking good after the surgery she's had, but really not sounding the best at all, as you're about to hear.
I did a TV show last night. I wasn't talking about this yesterday, but I woke up early in the morning.
That was, I did a TV show last night, something about yesterday, and it's early in the morning. Not that early, is it, really?
Well, like, I think it was about 10:30, 10:45.
Right. How long ago was it that you had them done?
The implants put in.
No, this operation done.
About 6 weeks ago.
And so how are the scars looking now?
Well, I'd show you in private, but brilliant. You couldn't even tell. It's unbelievable.
Really?
I'm made up, yeah. At first, like, when I first took her food off, I cried. I was like, oh, no, what have I done? But as the weeks got on, the days went by, I was like, oh, I feel like a new woman.
Oh, my God.
I felt really sorry for her watching that.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her.
Mm. I've literally just got here. Now, I got up this morning and literally just got here. Fine, never been happier, I swear to God.
Good.
Health-wise, I'm fine.
She's absolutely fine. Now, imagine what it's like in the studio, OK? What would you be thinking at this point, if you're a producer, and Kerry Katona was on live on TV with Philip Schofield and Fern Britton, what would you be thinking right now?
Oh, my God, is she drunk?
Yeah.
If I'm honest.
Now, Philip and Fern will be wearing an earpiece, like you have to do on live TV, and the producers and directors and stuff, they always shout things down the earpiece to you, but you still have to carry on talking on the TV. Like on a recent lottery, where I was talking away, and they went, Scott, stand still.
What were you doing?
I'm just hobbling around a bit, I don't know why.
Bored. Jazz hands and a little jig.
bit bored of standing in one place. I know it's only 5 minutes. Boring watching the balls go round. Same every week, unless you win. So, yeah, they'll be wearing an earpiece and they'll be telling them what to say in their ears. And here's what I think might have happened in Philip's ear at this point.
If I'm honest now, you don't seem right to me sitting here now. You seem, you
Philip,
don't
ask
still
if she's drunk.
As if your body fantastic. You got
Philip,
the body
ask if she's drunk.
But what? I mean, your speech is a bit slurred. I mean, how are you feeling?
Is now, it?
It is a bit.
Just a little bit. Yes. Ask her if she's drunk, Philip.
I don't understand what you're trying to say.
I don't understand what you're trying to say either, love.
See, they were so lovely to her, weren't they?
They were really nice. They are absolutely amazing, and that she should be a Dame Fern of Britain and Sir Philip of Schofieldshire. They're amazing. I love them so much.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Podcast.
Your speech is a bit slurred. I mean, how are you feeling?
Is now? It?
It is a bit.
Just a bit, yes. See, Philip Schofield can cope with absolutely anything. Throw anything at him, he can handle it. He's a broadcaster. Everyone's going, stop taking the mickey out of Kerry Katona. I'm not taking the mickey out of Kerry Katona at all. I'm just saying that Philip and Fern handled quite a difficult situation there. She's clearly not well.
Someone's texting saying, oh, I wish Phil and Fern would adopt me.
I know. I want Philip Schofield to... You'd want him to be like your uncle, wouldn't you?
Yeah, when you can't talk to your mum or dad.
Your cool uncle. He would like... You'd be able to tell him anything. And he'd deal with it. Like he did with Kerry Katona earlier today. Someone says, can we have Dame Kerry of Iceland? But yeah, if you want. Throw them all in.
Are you uniting people now?
I'm just uniting people willy-nilly.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Radio 1.
I'm like the queen of Radio 1, just uniting people here and there and everywhere, aren't I?
Yeah, I think that's been said before.
When?
I don't know, I think a couple
what,
of the girls
I'm the queen of Radio 1?
Yeah.
Where have you heard that?
In the office.
Oh, really? That was before I even knighted people.
Yeah.
Loads of texts coming through now. If you're knighting people at random, can I be knighted? No, I don't just stick my sword on anyone's shoulder. Someone says, oh my God, you have changed. 1 minute you're hanging out with Paris Hilton, and now you're knighting people. That's right. Only Philip Schofield and Fern, because I've got the power to knight people. But I do love them. Did I mention Paris Hilton's feet, by the way? This is the last thing I'm ever going to say about Paris Hilton.
What sort of a link is that?
Right, just because I mentioned Paris Hilton then, and it just reminded her massive feet just popped into my head. I didn't tell you about this yesterday, did I?
No.
Her feet are huge.
How big are we talking?
Size 11.
What?
They are size 11 plates of meat. That's bigger than me. What are you?
Quite big.
What?
It's 8.
Six, eight.
But I think it's a really common size.
Size 11 is massive for a girl, isn't it?
It is quite big.
Yeah. Her shoes are huge.
Can I just ask, how on earth did you sit there on the sofa comparing your feet?
I have sat on the sofa next to her, and she took her shoes off at one point. The first thing I thought was, flipping heck, her feet are big. And then when she walked off to get a drink, and she'd left her shoes there, and I looked in, and they were size 11s.
Oh, I thought you had this ability to guess people's shoe size.
No.
Like bra sizes.
No, I can't do that.
I can't believe you were just looking in Paris's shoes.
Well, you got to, haven't you? Like, when she's away, I was going to snaffle her BlackBerry and have a look on that as well, but I couldn't. She came back too early.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Right, let's get this over and done with then.
So, you were on Radio Solent's Chart Champion of the Year competition.
Yes, I was.
Oh, excellent.
And I was quite a shy kid.
And we have the entire quiz.
Oh, brilliant.
Hello.
Hello. That's me saying hello.
Hello.
I sound really excited to be there. It is nerves. I'm not being like, whatever. I was so nervous. I remember that day really well.
And who were you up against?
I was up against some other members of the public.
Scott Mills from Eastleigh.
Hello.
Yeah, nice.
And here's the... That guy, his name is Nick Girdler, and he has been on Radio Solent for about 70 years, and he's still on there now. In fact, when we did the Chris Moyle show from Southampton, we did it from their Radio Solent studios, and I actually went next door to where Chris was, and he was on air, and I went up to him and was like, oh, hi, my name's Scott, I work at Radio 1 now, but I was on your show years ago, and I won a chart competition, and he went, all right, so...
Well, to be honest, from
really
what
rude.
Well, from what we've heard so far, you didn't make much of an impression.
I just think he's a bit of a rude man.
Bruce Davies from Christchurch. Bruce, say hello.
Good evening.
Great. Oh, that's good evening. I like it.
So that's Bruce. He's one of the other contestants.
Oh, so it wasn't even... Oh, you did really well then, because it wasn't a kid's quiz.
No.
And Jackie Gillett from Bournemouth.
Hello.
Am I getting that right, Jackie? I'm pronouncing it properly.
Gillette.
Is it? Oh. As in the shaving bit.
Yes.
You're obviously too young to shave at the moment.
How rude!
I told you it was rude.
And Kevin Weir from Highcliffe.
Hello.
Hi, great.
Yeah, great.
He really wants to be there, doesn't he?
Yeah, he can't be bothered. He's still on. Sounds as enthusiastic as he did then.
Bless you. So you were 10. What were you going to win?
Here's what I was going to win.
They're the four contestants, and they're playing for this thing over here. Let me just... Have you seen this?
Nope.
Oh, look at that. That's actually the trophy.
I got a trophy.
Wow.
Yep. That was what was up for grabs.
Any other prizes?
But we're also giving away as the first prize tonight a voiceover, which is a thing that we've demonstrated on the Something Else programme. We've got some albums and singles to give away. We've also got a T-shirt, not a T-shirt, a kind of rugby kind of shirt, with the name of the new James Bond movie on it. That's the second prize, along with some more singles and LPs and things. And then we've got a lot more other things to give away as well.
Yep, that was Casino Royale.
No, it wasn't.
No, it's Dr. No.
I wish I could make an old James Bond joke, but I don't know them well enough.
Dr. No is the first one.
Okay, so in round one, you had to identify a clip of a big hit song.
Okay, we'll move on to Scott next. And Richard's going to ask you these. Okay, Scott, listen out.
Same for you, Scott. What's this? What was that?
Oh, God.
AmaZulu? No, it wasn't. It was Modern Romance and Best Years of Our Lives. Did sound like AmaZulu, though.
Oh, I thought it was AmaZulu.
Did sound a bit like AmaZulu.
Yeah.
You can see what I did, can't you?
AmaZulu.
Oh, God.
You're so cute, though.
Thank you. Next question.
This is your second one.
Philip Bailey and Phil Collins, Easy Lover.
That one you got right.
Oh, no!
You can't have been only 10. You sounded about 40 that time.
Thanks very much.
Your final one is very difficult.
Easy.
Somebody else thinks it's easy, though.
Any idea, Scott?
No.
No, that was Living on Video by Trans X.
Okay.
So those are your three, and you got one too.
Who? What's that song?
But you sounded so posh.
Yeah, you can talk.
The next person we're going to speak to is Rebecca.
Hello.
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 What happened to Hello. Why do you sound so posh?
Hello.
Hmm? Why are you sounding posh, girl?
Well, I've just been playing on my computer and helping Mum with the lunch.
Oh, bless you.
We would have been well good friends, wouldn't we, if we'd known
we
each other?
We really
then.
Would, wouldn't we?
Hello. Emma Zulu?
Imagine us being friends when we were that age.
Hello.
Hello.
Aww.
Hello.
Hello.
They're so cute.
They're both as shy as each other.
Yeah.
Hi.
We wouldn't have even held hands, would we?
No.
No, we really wouldn't.
Mm.
Anyway, so where are we in the quiz now?
I think we're doing the scores.
Let's tell you the scores so far. In the lead, we've got Scott Mills from Eastleigh with 20 points. Tying for second place at the moment, Jackie Gillette from Bournemouth on 14 and Kevin Weehan on 14. And Bruce Davies from Christchurch is bringing up the rear with 7 at the moment, but I'm sure he's going to improve on this round.
On with the quiz.
And it's Scott Mills on the next set. So, Scott, you have 20 seconds to do exactly what Bruce has just done. Your 20 seconds start now. What kind of dreams did Phil Oakey have?
Electric.
What did Bon Jovi live on?
A prayer.
According to the Buggles, what killed the radio star?
Video.
What word did Cameo say?
Word up.
What kind of trade did Duran Duran work for?
Skin trade.
Who was a wide boy?
Nick Kershaw.
Who whistled down the wind?
Nick Hayward.
Correct. 7.
Yes, what get in with the Nick Hayward answer.
What was that sound effect?
That means that the time's up.
So, I wonder what that was going on there, but it was a cryptic clues, wasn't it?
You're very cryptic.
Yeah, no, it was like, what kind of dreams? Oh, I was getting very confused.
Got them right though, didn't I?
Yeah, you did. I was very impressed.
Not bad for a 5-year-old, wherever order was. All right, what's next?
Kevin, I think.
Kevin Wern. Kevin, same for you. Your 20 seconds starts now. Who was 19?
Paul Hardcastle.
What did Sheila do for the Smiths?
I don't know.
What were Genesis into?
Into deep.
Who cried just a little bit?
Don't know.
What was in Howard Jones's shell?
Pearl.
Who did the Walk of Life?
Don't know.
Who was on Apollo 9?
Adamant.
Wow.
Correct.
They're brilliant clues.
What were Genesis into?
Deep.
Into what?
Into deep. I think that was one of their songs.
I didn't get any of that. But you did well.
Thank you.
This is the best one, though. Basically, you say a letter of the alphabet and you have to name as many different things beginning with that letter.
Right.
Really good, this one.
OK.
So let's kick off with the man in the lead, shall we? Scott, over to you first of all. Give me a letter.
S.
S. Right. We want male singers beginning with S.
Shaking Stevens.
That's hard.
Squeeze.
Stray Cats.
Rubbish.
I can't believe you forgot Shaggy.
I know.
Why I guess he hadn't been invented yet, had he?
I don't think he was born.
No, that wasn't very good, was it?
That wasn't very good.
No.
Really not good. Rubbish.
I'm afraid you kept saying groups and it was supposed to be male singers, so you only got Shaking Stevens.
You only got Shaking Stevens, yeah. So it was male singers we were after.
Oh. Rubbish.
Squeeze, Stray Cats.
See, they're not yeah. Male singers.
Is it the only one you got was Shakin' Stevens.
Shakin' Stevens.
That's right.
Did the others do better than you in that?
I don't know. Is it Jackie now?
I think so.
Who's next? Let me tell you. Jackie, you're next, OK? Give us a letter.
A.
A. Right. We want song titles beginning with A.
Amp music, amp rap.
Hello? Jackie?
Is she dead?
Hello?
Jackie! Come in, Jackie. In your face, Jackie. Oh, it started off so promising. Amp music, amp rap, and then silence. Ah!
Yeah.
Kevin?
Kevin, you're next. Give us a letter, Kevin.
M.
M. Right, we want groups beginning with M.
Madness.
This makes you look amazing.
Oh, what a shame.
At least you just shouted random words to
They're
fill the
dropping like flies. Is Bruce on now? God, he was always on the radio.
Yeah.
He was on like you were on Radio
He's
5.
He's right at the bottom at the moment.
If you lived on the South Coast, you couldn't escape it.
A lot of people are texting in saying, Bruce is always on.
Is he still on
I
now?
I know, Bruce,
oh,
yeah.
God.
Give us a letter.
B.
B. We want female singers beginning with B.
Beverly Sisters.
Charts in the last 5 years.
Oh, no. So,
this quiz is that's the most complicated quiz ever.
All that Bruce could manage there was the Beverly Sisters off of the 1920s.
He could have had Billy, Beyonce.
Anyway, I won.
Did you?
I won the trophy. My mum still got it. Yeah.
Is it engraved?
It is engraved. It says Scott Mills, BBC Radio Solent Chart Champ. How good is that? I think they'd had it left over because the gardening programme used to give away trophies as well, and it looked like it had been kind of like shaded over. But the thought was there. Are you impressed?
You were amazing.
Thank you.
Compared to those other three.
Yeah. It was quite hard as well.
It was hard, yeah.
Good, I'm glad that's over. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcasts. Got another brilliant clip from Radio Solent on that competition I was on, which I did win. From Nick Girdler, who's the host. Check this out. He is Alan Partridge.
Jeff Lynne is the singer, writer and producer of a well-known group.
Electric Light Orchestra.
Yep.
Yeah.
I was just going to say that.
How are you, Kevin?
No, I know Jeff Lynne.
Oh,
no, I do. No, I'm a very personal friend of Jeff Lynne's. Believe it or not. No joke! No, I'm not just name-dropping here. My ex-wife went to his wedding. So there.
I'm a very personal friend. My ex-wife went to his wedding. So there.
No, I know Jeff Lynne.
Oh,
no, I do. No, I'm a very personal friend of Jeff Lynne's. Believe it or not. No joke! No, I'm not just name-dropping here. My ex-wife went to his wedding. So there.
Aha! Radio 1 Podcasts. Right, let's do it.
Oh, what's occurring?
Three situations. You tell me what happens next. It's our daily quiz.
Oh, what's occurring?
And today's special celebrity player is Nihal.
Hello. Use the word loosely, obviously. Yeah. In its broadest definition possible. Yeah.
Thanks for coming in to play our game again.
All good, all good.
Last time I saw you, your dog weed itself in my flat. Didn't really, but...
No, Chappers weed himself
yes,
in your
right.
flat when
about
he saw
the dog.
Yes,
yeah.
that's a good one.
You'll be playing up against Becky today.
Yeah.
Now, I was beaten by Zane on Monday and Colin yesterday, so please be nice today.
Yeah. Good luck, everybody.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know my new perfume? We were talking about this the other day. I was saying that I would quite like to have a fragrance. And somebody, I don't know who, has one of our listeners, has sent in what they think should be my new fragrance. Now, Nihal, if you'd like to open that there, and the one that doesn't speak will pass it to you. What does it look like to you? What colour?
It looks like someone who's drank a lot of water and then had to empty their bowels.
Their bowels?
Bladder,
there you go, yes. I'm one of the few Asians who's not a doctor. So there you go. I don't have any. My mum was a nurse, though, if that's any... But I still don't know the difference in bowels and bladder. So there you go, thank you.
You conjured up...
Yeah, it doesn't look like the yeah,
no, it doesn't.
Bowels at all.
Hello, if you're eating your tea.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Open that up and have a little sniff and tell me what you think it smells like.
Whoa. Someone who's drank a lot of coffee and then emptied their...
It does smell like wee.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Sorry.
So thanks to whoever sent that in. We think maybe they just weed in a bottle and sent it in.
Thanks for handing that to me, man who speaks not.
Here's my question to you. We went onto the streets of Great Britain with my new fragrance, We spoke to seven people. Out of those seven, how many of them would think what we think, that my new fragrance does smell of wee wee? Becky.
Seven, it's gross.
It is unpleasant. Nihal?
Five.
Okay, you're saying five. Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here are the lovely people of Great Britain smelling my new perfume. This is my new perfume, my new fragrance. Will you just have a sniff and tell me what you think? Be honest, I can take it.
Urea.
Oh my God.
What is it you're making her smell?
It's my new perfume.
Wee.
It's a new fragrance, okay, my new fragrance. Have a sniff and tell me what you think.
Yeah, wee.
You wouldn't buy this, though?
No.
Take a good sniff and let me know what you think.
Right.
Be honest.
Okay, yep. Oh, yeah, no, that does smell kind of like wee. I wouldn't say it was very nice. No, no.
What do you think?
Ah, oh, smells like wee.
Smell it and tell me what you think.
Wee.
It's my new perfume. Just smell it and tell me what you think it smells of.
Flowers.
Would you buy it?
No, it's too flowery.
Would you buy it?
In that bottle?
No.
No, if it was neatly packaged.
Yeah, maybe, yeah.
You would?
Yeah.
She would buy it. If it was in a nice bottle. How many was that one that doesn't speak? Six.
Oh, what happens now?
Who do you like the best?
Nihal. Okay. Nihal wins.
Oh!
Yes!
What's occurring?
He's a guest, you can't not give him the point.
Yeah, come on, sorry, right. Becky.
Next one. Don't spray it on you, I wouldn't. Oh, no! I think the one that doesn't speak just sprayed it on his arms and then put it around his neck.
Not going to get lucky tonight.
Yep. Just as well he's married. You know James Bond?
I'm aware of his work.
Now, yesterday we were talking about the fact that in the new film, James Bond only has it off a couple of times. And normally he's right at it all the time, isn't he?
Absolutely.
But he doesn't have it off much at all. And when we discovered that we quite like the phrase, having it off, and we've kind of brought it back.
It's old school, but it's
I like
appropriate.
It. Yeah, it's really good. But here's my question to you, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
As we get ready for the new James Bond film. I've got a copy of Tomorrow Never Dies here. It's got Pierce Brosnan in it. Have you seen this one, Becky?
Nope.
Nope. You haven't seen any of them. You've not seen one James Bond film.
What? What have you been doing?
Thanks.
Have you seen Star Wars?
She's a bit embarrassed about it. No.
Lord of the Rings.
She is looking... No, oh, I don't care about that either. She is looking forward to Beverly Hills Chihuahua when that comes out next year.
That's a big look. It'll be robbed of an Oscar if that doesn't win an Oscar, quite frankly.
Here's my question to you. In Tomorrow Never Dies, how many times does James Bond have it off?
Okay, I would think about six times. He has it off six times. Does that include in snogs, or is this full on having it off?
I think it's all, any kind of sexy time, fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're saying six?
Oh, seven, sorry. Can I just up it a bit? Because if it includes snogs, then...
All right, seven.
Yeah.
Becky.
How long are the films? About an hour and a half?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, 60?
Six.
Whoa!
Times.
Okay. Was it sponsored by Viagra?
Let's find out.
Oh! What's occurring?
Not that kind of a film. Here's James Bond in Tomorrow Never Dies, having it off.
Oh, Moneypenny. I'm just up here at Oxford, brushing up on a little Danish.
Jeg vil våge at påstå, at det er et rent naturtalent.
Nu er så
lydvæsenet.
They're looking for us, James.
Let's stay undercover. Means good.
You always were a cunning linguist, James.
Blimey. Five. Nihal wins again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. What's the curtain?
You know Bruce Forsyth?
Yes, I'm aware of his moves.
How many times has he had it off? No.
Phil.
Now, I called up Bruce Forsyth earlier. Oh, he comes Zane Lowe now. Hi, Zane.
I'm just a bit concerned that this guy's doing better than me.
No, he's got one more to go yet.
I was really embarrassed, you know. I know I pretended I was worried about the podcast, but I'm quite protective of my little run on this segment.
Okay. We need to get a leaderboard or something.
Yeah, I think you do.
Yeah, okay.
Everyone's doing it. Everyone's getting leaderboards.
So competitive, bro.
Just with you, Ben.
Bye, Zane. Bit, so. Let's hope he doesn't win this one, eh?
Amazing Eminem interview, by the way. Big.
Okay, right. Bruce Forsyth. I called him up. Not the real one. The one in America. In fact, I got a bit carried away. I called three Bruce Forsyths. Okay. And here's my question to you. How many of the Bruces I called... That's three, would do a typical Brucey catchphrase. For instance...
Nice to see you. Nice.
Wow, that was him, right? Yeah.
That was him.
Yeah.
What do you think, Nahar?
Sorry, are these Bruce Forsyths that live in the UK?
They're Bruce Forsyths of America.
Oh, of that place, America. Yeah. None of them.
None.
Yeah.
Okay. Becky?
I'm going to say one.
Just one. All right, let's find out.
Oh, what's the curtain?
Here's me calling three people called Bruce Forsyth.
Hello.
Hello, is that Bruce Forsyth?
Yes, uh-huh.
Hello, how are you?
Okay.
You're right.
What can I help you with?
I just wanted to say hello, Bruce. I can't believe it's you.
Who's this calling?
My name's Scott. I'm calling from London, England.
Now, where did you know me from?
I recognise your voice now. Do your phrase, you know, nice to see you.
I see.
No, that's not it, Bruce.
Hello, this is Bruce Forsyth, and you've reached my voicemail. I'm sorry I'm away. Please leave your name, telephone number, and message, and I'll get back to you as I'm able. Thanks for using my voicemail.
Nice to see you.
To re-record your message, press 2.
No, that's not it, lady. Hello, can I speak to Bruce Forsyth, please?
This is he.
All right, Bruce, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm with somebody right now. What can I do for you?
I found your number, and I just thought I'd give it a call, and I'm thinking, oh, it won't be Bruce Forsyth. But I mean, it's Bruce Forsyth. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
It's really nice to speak to you. I've been a fan for a long time.
You've been what?
I've been a fan for a long, long time.
A fan?
Yeah.
Of who?
Of you, Bruce.
Of me.
Do that thing you do, that.
I really don't have time to talk.
Just do that for me.
Thank you. Bye.
Nice to see you. Oh, bye. Yeah! Oh, yes!
Three out of three!
Zane Lowe's going to be... Oh, he's shouting in my ears. Zane Lowe's shouting in my ears now going, no!
3 out of 3, baby.
I never knew he was so competitive. Radio
1. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
All right, then, let's do Becky's Classifieds. Everyone's feeling the pinch a little bit at the moment, so what better than a few bargains? These are actual adverts from the internet. She scours all these different websites and finds amazing bargains. You're so good at this.
I know, it's good, isn't it?
Okay, read out by Greg James, as always, off of Early's. Let's do it.
Potato cannon. 8 foot long.
What?
It's free. Fires potatoes. I don't know. Have you got a nemesis or anything? Someone you want to take out?
Fires potatoes.
I thought, you know when you got done in that drive-by egging?
Yeah.
Go back to that pub, sit there with your potato cannon and fire them back at them.
Yeah.
Potato
That's quite a good
chips.
Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I quite like that. I've got a beefing as well, remember?
Oh, yes, you've had an egging and a beefing. It's time you took revenge with an 8-foot potato cannon. It's free, you might as well.
That's got to hurt, like a potato coming to you at that speed.
Well, I don't know how modern it is.
Right. It might be quite slow then. It
might be homemade.
You could probably duck out the way. Yeah. That's true, though. After the drive-by egging, where someone threw an egg at me on their bike, and then... What?
And the beefing, what was it? Was that a steak or... What was it? Was it a joint or steak?
It was a joint of beef, yeah. It was the bloke from Minder. Don't ask.
No idea.
Okay.
My neighbours figured out what's happening, so I need to get rid of it. Today.
So I reckon that one will... That
8 foot long, this potato cannon.
It's quite big, isn't it?
Wow. Oh, okay, well, I'll consider that. I quite like the idea. So his neighbours are constantly being hit by potatoes, are they?
Apparently so.
Okay.
Needs to get rid of it.
All right. What's next?
Wanted. Somebody to go back in time with me.
You see, now this has got to be better than your all-inclusive in Crete.
Why?
I don't know. It's more exciting, isn't it?
This is not a joke. You'll get paid once we get back.
Earn a bit of extra money on the side.
You'll get paid once you get back.
Must bring your own protection. Safety is not guaranteed. I've done this only once before.
What, travel back in time?
There you go. Well, I don't know any more than that's in the advert, but I thought we should give him a ring.
Seriously, I thought I'd travel back in time last week anyway when I went my all-inclusive to Crete as I danced with a German in the discotheque. You know what I mean? I could have been at least 20 years ago. Some of the music they were playing. But yeah, okay, that sounds interesting. Mm-hmm. What's own protection?
I don't know. Bring your own anyway. You never know, do you? It's better to be protected than not.
It is. Next.
Pet roach.
Sounds like someone that works here.
Pet roach.
That's Pete Roach. Right. Okay.
I'm having to part with my pet roach as I'm no longer able to afford to feed him. With the way the economy's going, I'm forced to do this, and it hurts to let him go as I've been with him since he was just a larvae.
I hate... Is that a cockroach?
Well, yeah.
I hate that.
They're quite easy to look after.
They're horrible.
When I lived in Australia, we had one.
What's the point of them?
Well, they don't really do anything, but...
Like wasps, what's the point?
Do you know what? It's better to keep them as pets than to suddenly find them and go, ah! At least if you keep them as a pet, you know kind of where they are and what they're up to.
When I was in Thailand, I saw the fattest cockroach I've ever seen in my life. It really scared me.
Do they fly in Thailand as well? What? Is that a euphemism?
No.
Really?
He loves sitting in your hand and watching Jerry Springer and will sometimes crawl up your trousers at night to keep you warm.
Oh no, it claws up your trousers.
Items included will be his two-story deluxe shoebox high-rise, custom-made leash, and miniature food and water bowls. I'll need to interview the prospective caretakers to find the right fit, and a small adoption fee may apply. He's up to date on his shots and has recently been wormed.
No.
No?
Someone says that potato cannons can put holes through plywood. Wow. I'm not sure that sounds lethal. No, I don't want the roach. Next.
Mounted lobster.
All that. I hate lobsters as well. What are you trying to do to me?
It's not alive. Oh.
This is an amazing mounted lobster. 18 inches on a wonderful marbled paper frame.
Where are you going to put that?
On your wall.
Actually, my walls are bare, as you know, from ScottCam. So maybe I could have a mounted lobster on my wall. Why would you do that?
Haven't you always wanted a lobster mounted on your wall?
No, I haven't, actually. It's never crossed my mind.
Well, now's your chance. Impress your friends. Delight your children. Scare your pets. And it's free. That's right. Pay nothing now, nothing later, nothing ever. Seriously, get this thing out of my house.
Well, there we are. You see, you said it yourself, didn't you?
You never know. You might have wanted it.
No. Next.
Flying carpet.
Oh, come on. A flying carpet?
I don't tell you whether they're real or not. I just find them for you.
To make a long story short, I inherited this from my dad when he retired. He travelled all over the world with work, and there was no telling where he'd go. Or what he'd drag home.
On a flying carpet?
No, well, the things that he would bring home, one of which was a flying carpet.
Oh, he didn't go all the world
like
on the flying carpet.
It's not like in the Mighty Boosh, he doesn't go around on his flying carpet.
That's what I was thinking of, yeah. No.
One of my problems is that I'm a lot heavier than my dad, and the carpet won't lift my weight.
So it's only for people of a certain weight.
Yeah.
Even though pilot training isn't required, you might still want to learn a little bit about how airspace is allocated and carry an air traffic control radio. We live quite close to the airport and it's almost a miracle my dad never got run over or sucked into a jet engine. No test flights, no demonstrations. It won't lift my weight. I've never seen anybody fly it safely. I'm not a flight instructor. I don't know how to evaluate whether a potential buyer knows what he's doing or not. And I don't want to see someone crash in front of my house.
All right, okay.
If you weigh less than 13 stone and know what you're doing, great. Take it home and enjoy it. If not, maybe you should just put it on the floor in front of your hearth and enjoy it that way. What you see is very much what you get.
Your hearth?
I didn't think that sounded right. It's not, is it? What is it?
Hearth.
Hearth?
Yeah, off of fires. Yeah, huh?
That's like, what did we have before?
Maybe that's what they say in Bishop Stortford.
What did we have before on the classifieds? Was it that kebab thing? And what did he... I can't remember that kebab...
A donor.
A donor machine.
He's so posh.
Bless Greg.
Next. Stupid clock. Right. I've got one already. Remember on Scott Cameron was like, did you steal your clock, your kitchen clock, from a bank? Because it does look like one of them bank ones. With the date and stuff on it.
I bought this stupid clock on eBay for my 86-year-old aunt because she's getting quite confused. Unfortunately, I didn't realise until it arrived that you have to manually change everything every day.
Oh, rubbish. Who wants that?
Every day, push 3 buttons. Day, month, year. If you forget for a day or only push 2 buttons, the large black and white display that is so easy to read is wrong.
Well, it's
really,
free,
really selling
so...
it. Really selling it.
I found that it made her even more confused. If the stupid clock said something, she believed it. I'd call her up and tell her what day it was, and she'd argue with me because her stupid clock said something different. Stupid clock.
I quite like that one. What, so you just confuse old people. That's the actual reason you would get the stupid clock.
I was going to get it for you, but...
It's Wednesday. No, it's not. Next.
Quality museum.
Did you just call me an old person?
No.
Next.
What?
Quality...
Right.
No, you said, is there for, to confuse old people? I said no.
I was going to get, it for you. Oh, for me, right, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Next, just check it.
Quality museum microwave.
Oh, wow. Museum microwave?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Enjoy the waves from this antique unit. Maybe you have a museum. Maybe you're just crazy and have to have this.
Actual radiation?
No, I think it's just a microwave.
You said enjoy the waves.
Well, all microwaves give off some kind of waves, don't they?
Circa 1979, this piece features no push-button pad. That's right, there's a dial that you have to turn.
Oh, I quite like that. That's retro.
Mm.
In the same way that I want a tease made.
Oh, they are good.
Like the gran used to have.
That would go with my electric blanket.
Have you got an electric blanket?
Yes. Oh, they're amazing.
OMG, have you?
Me and the girl that sits next to me upstairs talk about when we're going to get our electric blankets out. She's got hers on already. I'm going to wait a few weeks.
What? So you...
My nan bought it for me.
You get your electric blanket out with her upstairs?
Not at the same time. She gets hers out before me.
Really?
Yeah.
And when is the time... I don't think it's
cold enough yet, but she seems to think it is.
I've never had an electric blanket.
They're amazing, but...
You know that mine would actually burst into flames and burn me to death.
I shouldn't laugh, but...
It would, though,
probably.
It would. Mm.
You have to remember to turn it on and off.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't. Anyway, back to the microwave.
Special to this one, timer sticks on 30 seconds and just keeps on cooking. Great for burning popcorn. Also unique to this one, it also smells a lot like burnt popcorn. If you want it, just email.
Can we have that?
Yeah, I think that's going to be good.
That is really good. I like it that it's 30 seconds on timer.
Just sticks. Just keeps on cooking.
Right, that was Becky's Classifieds. Good ones today, thank you. I would like the microwave.
Radio 1 Podcast.
That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.